It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
For the first time since a mentally ill man was shot and killed during a confrontation with police, we are hearing from the family of the 19-year-old from Queens.
Wynn Rosario's family demanding that the two officers involved in the shooting death of Wynn in March be fired and prosecuted. The cops in the house for less than 3 minutes, using a taser on Rosario and then firing off 4 shots. All of this with Rosario's mother and brother nearby.
Let go of him and back up. Let go of him. Miss.
That's a portion of the body cam footage that's been released to the public. The cops say they fired the gunshots after Wynn charged at them with scissors. Loida Colones with the Justice Committee.
The officers show up, their immediate response is to shoot. They had so many opportunities to intervene. But it was just tase shoot, almost like they were afraid to touch him.
The NYPD saying they're fully cooperating with the Attorney General's investigation and that the two cops involved remain on modified assignment. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at City Hall.
The search is on for the gunman in the fatal shooting of a 16-year-old in Soho.
Chester was arriving for work along Spring Street in Soho when he saw the commotion and the body of a teenage boy shot in the head and thigh on the ground in a pedestrian walkway connecting two streets.
Just laid down, looking unconscious, saw some blood on the shirt.
Law enforcement sources say the shooting seemed to stem from a dispute between two groups earlier in the day. At the time of the shooting, the victim was with a group when two people rode up on bikes. At least one of them fired the fatal shots and they rode off. It's not clear the victim was the specific target. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Soho.
Quite the day in court in Lower Manhattan at the Trump hush money case. A star witness was on the stand.
Fiery and fidgety, Stormy Daniels told defense lawyers she hated Donald Trump. Asked if she wanted to see him in jail, she said she wants him to be held accountable. The often testy cross-examination came after Daniels told of meeting Trump at a golf event in 2006. When he invited her to dinner, she found him in silk pajamas, then later on the bed in his underwear. A promise of a stint on The Apprentice never materialized. Daniels said several years later, a stranger came up to her in a Las Vegas parking lot and told her never to speak of their tryst. Daniels denied that she extorted Trump and said she wasn't selling her story to make money. She feared for her family. Trump's lawyers weren't buying it. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, the judge in the hush money trial has threatened the former president with jail time if he doesn't stop violating a gag order. Mayor Adams was asked about the possibility of Donald Trump behind bars at Rikers.
We have to adjust, in this business, particularly around law enforcement. We have to adjust whatever comes our way, but we don't want to deal with a hypothetical, but they're professionals. They'll be ready.
Well, the threat from Judge Juan Merchan came after Trump was fined for a 10th time. As college students protest across the country, testimony today on Capitol Hill about anti-Semitism in grade school. In fact, school's Chancellor David Banks will be on the Hill talking about New York City public schools. So will officials from Maryland's Montgomery County and Berkeley, California, which also have large Jewish populations. Chancellor Banks has put together an interfaith council that is helping to develop curricula on both Jewish and Muslim history. Those teachings are expected to start as soon as this fall. As for the college campuses, 50 people arrested last night as the NYPD cleared an encampment at FIT. MIT is dealing with a new encampment on a site that had previously been cleared. In Chicago, cops cleared a bunch of tents at the University of Chicago. Meantime, Stony Brook University says it will hold its graduation ceremony on May 17th, despite any turmoil there. Cops in Williamsburg looking for the two teens who allegedly stabbed two other teens Tuesday on Keep and Second Streets. It happened at 4:30 in the afternoon, with both 15-year-olds now stable at Bellevue. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. There is no arsenic in the water at the Jacob Riis houses. That is the word from city officials who tested the water after a resident said she ended up in the hospital with symptoms of arsenic poisoning. Well, Mayor Adams went there Tuesday and chugged a glass right from the tap.
That's the best test I know. You know, if I'm willing to drink it, we showed that before, and the water's safe.
2 years ago, the city said a lab error mistakenly showed an unsafe level of arsenic in the water there. Yesterday, NYCHA said it's tested more than 500 samples and that there is not and has never been any arsenic in the water supply at the Riis houses. During what is National Nurses Week, nurses at the Clara Maas Medical Center in Belleville, New Jersey, are planning to hit the street to protest what they say is bad faith bargaining from their employer. Nurse Brandon Rosario spoke to 1010 Wins.
We're always looking to escalate things. I'll say that much, in that we are looking to, if this doesn't work and management doesn't hear us out, looking towards escalating that, whether that be a strike potentially or not.
Some 500 nurses voted to unionize nearly 2 years ago and say since then management has failed to engage in meaningful collective bargaining. 1010 Wins has reached out to the hospital and is awaiting a response. Kai Cenat off the hook. Prosecutors say there will be no charges against the Twitch streamer for last summer's PlayStation 5 debacle in Union Square. He had been accused of inciting a riot when the highly hyped giveaway got out of hand. People climbing on cars, throwing paint cans, setting off fire extinguishers. Prosecutors say Cenat and others involved have paid $50,000 in restitution and posted a public apology on social media. Well, they've tallied up the money from a splashy fundraiser.
Dan looking left. Dan looking left.
Days after Kim Kardashian paraded up the famous steps of New York's Metropolitan Museum for Vogue, CNBC, Met Gala, we know how much all of those dolled-up celebs raised for the Costume Institute. A spokeswoman says the total take was $26 million. That's $4 million more than last year. It could be because organizers raised ticket prices from $50,000 to $75,000 per person. Not that the Kardashians and Zendayas of the world pay that much. They're usually comped by the designer brands they wear. Deborah Rodriguez for 1010 Wins.
Well, this is the must-have item for a Prince fan with deep pockets. A guitar he played multiple times during the Purple Rain, Sign of the Times, and other tours is hitting the auction block. The Cloud 3 expected to fetch as much as $600,000, but it's not the only pricey items up for grabs. Other guitars, once owned by John Lennon, Bob Dylan, Bono, and Jerry Garcia, also being sold. In fact, the instruments will be on display here in the city at the Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square. That's from May 22nd through the 28th. The auction is the 29th and 30th. Okay, so is this you?
Looking out on the morning rain. I used to feel uninspired.
Yeah, and you're not alone. A new study finds more than a third of Americans feel more uninspired than ever at work.
Times I feel so uninspired.
This music makes you want to get back in bed, huh? The poll was done by Talker Research for Lifetime Work. 37% said they have a work routine that has become stale. 64% acknowledged that getting more exercise would probably help their mood. 17% admitted to working out, though only once a week or less. As for what else might help, 42% said more snack breaks would be good. 35% wanted a mental break during the workday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.